field goal percentage. Jeez. All right. Yeah, man, we don't fuck around. 6 o'clock straight up, although, let's see how many seconds the satellite is delaying tonight. I don't know. I don't, 1,000, 3,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000, 11,000, 12,000, 13,000, 14,000, 15,000, 16,000, 18,000, 19,000, 20,000, 21,000, 22,000, 23,000, 24,000, 25,000, 26,000, 27,000, 28,000, 29,000, 30. 30 seconds. See, there's, I just popped up there. 30-second satellite delay tonight. Is it our server? Better not be the fucking server. No, I'm kidding. You know. But I got a picture. I got a clear, clean picture, which, you know, either it's a blessing or a... it's either a blessing or a curse. Cabs are beating the Celts. Jeez, man, those are a long time ago, Lakers and Celtics. Now it's the Celtics and the Cavs in the Eastern Conference. Doesn't look like Celtics are going to make it. I don't know. This ain't my NBA, man. This is a whole different fucking NBA. I don't recognize this NBA. All right. You and I. 36% in field goal percentage. Ain't gonna get it done. Ain't getting it done. 36% first quarter for the Celtics field goal. Come on. Cleveland must be just like a fucking blanket. 35-24 with 11:51 to go in half. You and I. End of the Premier League season today. I know you don't give a shit. I know. It's okay. The Everton, and I had my fears confirmed by reading just a little bit of the press out of Liverpool about, well, you know, are they going to let Ross Barkley go and Romelu Lukaku and all this shit? My fears were confirmed. They're not serious about being a top-flight team. They're going to hold the line on the budget. And hope and pray, like all the rest of those shit fucking teams in the, you know, the lower 10, that they're going to find Mr. Magic and he's going to score 85 billion goals and they'll have a Leicester City season. Yeah, right, sure. You know, I don't know if they even give a fuck about winning the league. I see, that's the thing about this game, this English game that I'm watching. Do they give a shit about winning the league, or is it just making the Champions League? Is it just making Europa? Is this getting what they call silverware or hardware? What the fuck? FA Cup, League Cup? You know, because I think you got to want to do well in the league because you'll get your ass relegated. Everton, I don't know if Everton's ever been relegated. I mean, I think they've, I could be wrong, but I think they've played every single goddamn game of, in their existence in top first division football, which is fine. It's great. It's a great achievement. But like I said, they haven't won a championship in 30 years. And they're about to lose the best score in the league. I don't know. They said, we want to get, I saw the quote, it says, we want world-class players. You got one, motherfuckers, and you're about to lose him. Now, I think they're going to hold him, what I read today, they're going to hold him to his contract. There's, how many people listening to me even give a shit about the stuff that I'm talking about? Well, I'm thinking out loud. Phil, what do you think? Well, I don't know. Are they going to hold him to his contract? Then they're going to have a very unhappy player. Well, you know, there's a $100 million purchase price on his ass. I think they'd have to pay off his contract, and then whatever team wants him or has to pay Everton $100 million. I don't know what, you know, is that their way of what? Is that their way of making a player happy? Then they have Ross Barkley that Koeman, I should say, doesn't like. Or didn't like his play, and then put him in the game anyway today. Oh, by the way, they lost 3-1 to Arsenal. What a season-ending piece of shit. And there's Koeman saying it was a good game or it was a good way. I don't know. Maybe the team's a lot worse than I thought they were. They had a lot of new guys in there. Kevin Morales, who was a guy that I saw 4 years ago, and I thought he was fantastic when Roberto Martinez was the coach. Then I didn't see head nor hair of this fucking guy. Now all of a sudden he's back, which I'm glad to see because I think he's a great player. But I don't know. I didn't know. I tell you this, I'm not going to waste my time rooting for a team that just wants to fuck around, you know, with, maybe if we make top five, we get into the champ, maybe top four, you know. And, I mean, that would be great, but bullshit. That club is one of the oldest fucking clubs in the league. It's the older of the two Liverpool teams. Okay? It has fans all around the fucking world. I mean, I follow Southern California Everton on Twitter. What the hell? They got one of the great parks, great pitches in all of football. Goodison Park is like legendary. So put a goddamn team together is going to win some championships, man. Jesus H. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to watching the New York City Red Bulls against the Orlando. I'm just kidding. All right. You and I. Tequila of choice for ginger beers. A Mexican mule. Camarena. 100% agave. Must have blue agave. Must always have 100%. Went to a party last night. Went to a rent party rag, pretty mama. I went to a party last night and brought with me a bottle of Don Julio because I wanted to be a nice guest. And, and I also wanted to have something to drink that I could stand drinking. And I hate to say this, I can't stand any of that shit. I don't even drink beer anymore. I like a tequila over the rocks. Okay. Brought a bottle of Don Julio, which is goddamn great tequila. Ask anybody that knows tequila. Guess what? I had one drink. That's the last I saw of that, man. Which, it was there for people to drink. But that's the first time I actually had just a good straight tequila. Christ, was it good. Very good. Take it from me. Very excellent. Yeah, I don't talk too much about it. It really was. It was. And, didn't run into him, but now we're going to have a bit tonight, and it's going to involve Ted Bell and a congressman. It in no way represents congressman, maybe I better not say who, because I don't want you guys thinking, going out and spreading shit. I know, I love you, a lot of you guys, you're wonderful guys, and you're wonderful people, but you spread shit, you know it, and I know it. I'm kidding, but I don't know who's watching, and I... I'm not going to get into it, but Congressman and his wife were at this party, and I don't think he remembers or the very first time I had any interaction with this gentleman, he's a good guy, was when I was at KVEN Ventura in 1990, and I did a bit. And I was impersonating him. And I didn't even know what he sounded like. I just was like, hi, this is Congressman so-and-so. And this is the thing, blah, 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 blah. And his office called, and I believe he called the station and got really pissed. How dare this guy impersonate me? All this shit, right? So in the years since, I got to know him through Maria. And nice man, and now he's up there in years. And... last night he was at this little gathering we were at. And every time I see this guy or hear about him, I'm like wondering, is he going to remember, the bit that I did? Or will he even give a shit? Maybe he said, Phil, you're worried about that? Yes, Congressman, you see, that I don't give a fuck anymore. Back then, I was taking too much speed. I had problems back then. A sea lion pulled a little girl in the water in wherever the fuck it was. Where was it? And sea lions are wonderful animals. They respond to human beings very well. They live in captivity longer than they do in the wild. They are a fairly docile for a wild animal, but they're a wild animal. And a wild animal, that means the following thing. Domesticated animal has been raised with humans for thousands of years. A wild animal will turn wild at any moment. You may be able to pet it. It may frolic around in a yard with you. But if it gets hungry, it'll turn around and try to fucking eat your ass. Or in the case of this little girl, it wasn't so much they wanted to eat the girl, but all these clowns had been throwing fish and food at these sea lions in the water. And this little girl had stood too close to the edge of the dock. While I suppose she'd gotten her picture taken or something, there wasn't a responsible adult there. The sea lion came up and grabbed her shirt and pulled her in. And a man, I don't know who, maybe a father, maybe a relative, maybe a stranger, dove in and got her before, not that the sea lion was going to eat her. The sea lion wouldn't do that, but the sea lion, they'll dive 20 feet before they realize, you know, oh, I'm not going to eat this. They're trying to get it away from the other sea lions. Marine biologist that was there, or somebody who was commenting later, said that they likely mistook the girl's shirt as food. 20 feet under the water is a goddamn long way. And I don't think it went that far with this little girl. I think the man, somehow the animal stayed close to the surface and he got the little girl away. You know, sea lion is not going to battle you. It's like I say, it'll fight for its life. But it's not like it wants to eat this girl. It's going to, you know, go after the man. I think it recognized its mistake, probably. Because sea lions will eat mackerel. They'll eat a fish like this, depending on the size. I've fed a sea lion, a big goddamn 28-year-old sea lion named Miller at the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. And it was one of the most fantastic experiences of my life, just to see this dude sitting there with a big gullet. They don't chew anything, man. You take it and just you're just dropping it down their gullets. And this guy was so old, Miller, that he had the veterinarian on, and they have a big list of daily diet for each one of these sea lions. Remember, the Aquarium of the Pacific is a rehabilitation and rescue place. They try to rehabilitate these animals and put them back in the wild if they can. If not, they keep them there. Miller had been with them for many years, and since he was a pup, he'd been at SeaWorld. He'd been some bad fucking places, but he finally wound up with them. Anyway, he's now old, and he has to have water. Give him a little more water. He needs more water, says the veterinarian. Now, sea lions are kind of like cats. They don't really dig water that much, believe it or not, even though they're swimming around in salt water. Drinking it isn't anything they really do. They get their moisture from fish. But Miller wasn't holding a lot of hydration, so they prescribed the water through Jell-O. And so the biologists and these young, brilliant students that are there as interns and so forth. Jimmy, the guy that we know, is from South Carolina. They made this Jell-O. Well, Miller hates Jell-O. So we had to, like, sandwich the Jell-O between two mackerel, threw it in there, and the next thing you hear, bleh, he just spit that fucking Jell-O up, man. Can't stand it. I think eventually we got it in, but... He sure should wouldn't look at me as if I was food, but he was a wild animal. And by that, you know, the marine biologist there, this Jimmy, I petted Miller the wrong way. I didn't pet him like this. I did that. And Jimmy says, everybody stop. Just stop, you know. And he was looking at Miller, and Miller was there and kind of casting his eyes around. He says, okay, let's just back up, you know, because you don't know if the animal is going to turn around and snap at you. But Miller was cool. He got up, and that was the end of the feeding session. But it was pretty interesting. I'm like, oh, fuck, did I fuck up? He goes, well, you kind of spanked him a bit. I didn't really do that. I just kind of petted him. All right. Why can't we live in peace? No relief. 520. 2. Is that right? Is it the right date? Yes.
We are joined by actor, producer, director, author. What else can you do, Bryan Cranston?
I sweep floors.
You do?
And I load a dishwasher really, really well.
Do you unload it?
Not too many.
Okay. We could give you a job in our
house. The talent is loading it, not unloading.
No, the talent is buying the dishes that fit together and not the dishes that I buy that don't fit in the dishwasher.
Well, I could teach you how they can fit.
Okay, Bryan, thank you. That's Bryan Cranston on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. Be sure to listen on Podcast One or through the Podcast One app and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, that sounded like he was going to go and Apple Pod. Wait a minute.
Today on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted, we are joined by actor, producer, director, author. What else can you do, Bryan Cranston?
I sweep floors.
You do?
And I load a dishwasher really, really well.
Do you unload it?
Not too many.
Okay. We could give you a job in our
house. The talent is loading it, not unloading.
No, the talent is buying the dishes that fit together and not the dishes that I buy that don't fit in the dishwasher.
Well, I could teach you how they can fit.
Okay, Bryan, thank you. That's Bryan Cranston on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. Be sure to listen on Podcast right. One or through the Podcast One app and Apple Podcasts. Today on
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how you buy dishes that don't fit in the dishwasher. I'm not, you know, it's possible. God damn it, I bought dishes that don't fit. You'd have to buy a dish like this. A serving dish. What if your dish was a serving dish? That's how fat you were.
Oh, honey, you didn't. Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
God damn.
She can't remember. Put the serving dish down.
We haven't had Chef Carl Cedillo in a long time. We have Chef Carl Cedillo today. And he's going to be making, because ever since I got Blue Apron, I have all these recipes in my head, man. And I'm telling you, this lemongrass hamburger, these two lemongrass hamburgers, oh my God. And you make them with turkey burgers. Unbelievable. And pretty low in calories, too. I think each burger is, I mean, look. You have one burger, and if, say, it's 700 calories, yeah, you know, that's cool. You can skip fucking lunch then, man, which ain't the worst thing that ever happened. Plus, remember, when you're eating vegetables, it's a lot of green vegetables, essentially zero calories in those vegetables because you're churning more in calories, in physical energy, than they're putting into your body. Cucumbers, zero calories. Celery, you know the story of celery. Celery is the perennial joke vegetable when it comes to diets. Yeah, I got some celery for lunch. You make a cucumber and Roma tomato salad for lunch. That's essentially zero calories. Anyway, this goddamn hamburger, and I never heard of lemongrass before. I mean, I think I'd heard of it, but I'd never seen it. It's like a scallion. It looks like one of those scallion onions. Only it's sweet, and you peel it off until you have just the core of this thing, and then you dice it along with some garlic, salt and pepper, I forget what else, and you mix that into the hamburger meat, and you cook the hamburger meat up with just a tiny bit of oil, man, not even a teaspoon of oil, and something else in the pan, I forget what. Then you take the carrot peelings, and you pickle those, and they show you how to pickle them, and I'd have to get the recipe out again. God damn, I never had anything so good in my life. I'm telling you, as far as hamburgers go, whoosh. Then then you make a red cabbage salad to go along with it. Cabbage, there's something else that's got no calories. You can eat like goddamn cabbage all you want. You know? I like coleslaw. Well, no, not the dressing on that shit. Coleslaw dressing, but put like vinegar on it. Barry used to make North Carolina barbecue. Miss your barbecue, honey. Miss you, honey. She made this, and it was vinegar-based. In other words, it wasn't like Texas sweet molasses barbecue sauce. It was vinegar-based barbecue sauce, and God, was it good. North Carolina. Or maybe she just made that up. Maybe it was hers, and you said, yeah, sure, Phil, it's North Carolina. That Bob Bakian traffic marathon. That Bob Bakian traffic marathon is mental. It was just fucking mental. The way it would end, for me, it was like how it was going to end. You know, Yahoo. There was one that I let. The guy just yells, the guy. It was Sky Baby yelling, fuck it, after the goddamn helicopter crashed. There was a fuck you, it done in baby talk. There was an, ah, fuck, in baby talk. There was a fuck it. There was a, ooh, all kinds of shit, you know. Can I get fries with that? It was another one. Anyway, very disturbed. Ah, fuck. So what we have to do is make available the show commercials. We're going to make available all of them. Now, don't forget, June 2nd is the Bar Fight Championship, 6 p.m. Pacific. Pastor William Rennick has already qualified for the, that was a major upset, 55% to 45%. Margaret Gray currently this week against Bob Green. Get your votes in at at facebook.com/PhilHendryFans.
Yeah, I will serve it. What's the problem?
There's no problem. It's just
I like to have room. I like my food to have room.
Well, I mean, it's probably because you're eating too much.
No, I'm not eating too much, Dickman. I'm eating for my weight and size.
I don't know, man. Shit. What is going on here? Okay. I have a problem sourcing some of my music. It's not anything you should worry about out there in listener land. It just, you and I, many people cry.
Oh, fuck.
See, the thing about Dr. William Brown is that even though he hates animals, everything he does is for their betterment. You know? So, for instance, we're going to do a bit today about sea lions. And I can tell you the child stood too close. So if you want to be an idiot around a sea lion, because a sea lion is a vicious attacking animal, and it does the whole wee. Sea lions do the whole circus act because it is an act, and I must stress this, it's an act.
You're saying that sea lions plot?
Yes, they plot. They plot your downfall and mine. What? I think Dr. Brown is at home as well, and he's having some maybe microwavable soup or some, you know, all the fucking microwave sound effect kills me. How about if we use the blender? That's a really shit-sounding... You can't even tell it's a fucking blender. What I ought to do is get Dr. Brown. Okay, there we go. See, there's sea lions here. You know it's laughing at me. You know that, right, Phil? I don't think it is. Yes, it is. Wait, oh, shit. Sounds too much like a fucking airplane. I think maybe number 10 or 11. Probably that one. You and I. Are you bullshitting me, motherfucker? You didn't start the fucking goddamn Audacity, Henry. You stupid motherfucker. That's okay. That means I got to fucking dub off the goddamn... fuck. Aye, fuck. What are you going to do? I think I downloaded most of this stuff today. Bitchin'. All right, cool. It's bitchin'. All right, man. What is... You know, that's good. That's awesome. All right. Let me get my main man up here. Geffen.
Today on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted.
Get my main Geffen man up here. Up in here. Get my thing there, my thing here. There, my thing. My thing everywhere. What am I playing, man? Bloodmouth? Yeah. All right, here we go. Welcome, any of you who are brand new, have never been here before, never seen me do the show. It's physical. It's work. But, you know, when it goes well, it's really a lot of fun. That's true.
It is.
Okay. I'm just thinking of what else I got to do. Am I thinking of everything? Yeah, okay.
Today on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted, we are joined by actor, producer, director, author. What else can you do, Brian Cranston?
I sweep floors.
You do?
And I load a dishwasher really, really well.
Do you unload it?
Not too many.
Okay. We could give you a job in our house.
The talent is loading it, not unloading.
No, the talent is buying the dishes that fit together and not the dishes that I buy that don't fit in the dishwasher.
Well, I could teach you how they can fit.
Okay, Brian, right. Thank you. That's Brian Cranston on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. Be sure to listen on Podcast One or through the Podcast One app and Apple Podcasts.
And it's the Phil Henry Show, and every voice you hear on my show today will be, I got to do this again, but I just want to check the audacity level. Yeah, it's good. Phil Henry Show and every voice you hear. Okay, we're going to do this again. We have to because I forgot to check levels. Something very important to do.
Something very important to do.
Okay, here we go. One, two, and a one, two, three.
Today on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted, we are joined by actor, producer, director, author. What else can you do, Brian Cranston?
I sweep floors.
You do?
And I load a dishwasher really, really well.
Do you unload it?
Not too many.
Okay. We could give you a job in our house.
The talent is loading it, not unloading.
No, the talent is buying the dishes that fit together and not the dishes that I buy that don't fit in the dishwasher.
Well, I could teach you how they can fit.
Okay, Brian, right. Thank you. That's Brian Cranston on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. Be sure to listen on Podcast One or through the Podcast One app and Apple Podcasts.
And it's the Phil Henry Show. And don't forget, all of the voices that you hear on the show will be performed by me today. Wait a minute, man. Why does that sound more loudly? Fuck me. All right, here we go. God damn it. That just sounded louder in my fucking cans, especially.